Happy Friday, everyone. Have you got a nice weekend planned? What am I up to? Oh, I'm meeting up with some friends for a meal from work. Happy birthday, Wendy, by the way. It'll be nice to not have to cook for a change. I tend to do most of the cooking in our house, you see, because me and my wife, I've always had this rule that whoever gets home first starts the cooking. But I work from home with a 5-second commute to the kitchen, so it's pretty much me every night, but you know what? I quite like it. I get to provide something for my wife, and it means that she can do a workout straight after work for 45 minutes or whatever without feeling rushed. So it's nice to provide for her. It's a nice feeling. Feels good because I love her. She's important to me. And I see her as an extension of myself in some respect. And so if she's happy, I'm happy. And that's not a problem, is it? Well, it could be if it's exaggerated. In extreme cases, it could be a symptom of codependence. Because it's one thing to be a Florence Nightingale character and want to help people. But if you're constantly drawn towards people who seem to need help, if you feel the pull towards the vulnerable little bird with a broken wing character all the time and feel the need to step in and control their life for them, then no, that's not good. If you feel guilty because you aren't helping somebody even though they've not even asked for your help, then something's not fair there. And it could be that your sense of self is based on the effect that you have on the outside world too much, rather than just being you. Because being you should be good enough, whether you're helping somebody or not. So there's a sense of neediness to it. You need to be helping them. And again, that's not fair. And it's not healthy for them either if you're in a relationship with somebody. That's the difference between dependence and codependence. Joan and Jeff might have a great relationship, but Jeff is constantly needing reassurance that he's doing the right thing, asking for permission to make decisions so that he doesn't feel guilt or regret if he chooses the wrong car insurance company or something like that. Now, as long as his wife Joan reassures him, "Jeff, that's fine, I trust you," then hopefully his self-esteem is going to rise up. And although the two people are dependent on each other, they're not so enmeshed that they feed each other's anxiety. But if Joan says, "I know what's best, let me show you what you need to do," then that could spoil what could have been a very happy marriage. Joan develops a personality type of needing to control everything, and Jeff's self-esteem gets lower and lower and lower, because he's allowed his wife to take control, to make all the decisions for him. And she thinks she's doing the right thing because she's only trying to help. And until it's pointed out by, I don't know, a podcast that you listen to, or you stumble across an article on the internet somewhere, Jeff doesn't stand up and say to Joan, "Hey Joan, I think you make me worse." And Joan doesn't say, "Yeah, actually I think you make me worse as well." And then the two of them go to couples counselling, sort it out, and live happily ever after. And we fix this with proper boundaries, healthy boundaries, drawing a line between what is reasonable assistance and what is unreasonable. And if you feel the need to help someone who's been, say, kicked out by their partner, maybe they sleep on your sofa for 2 weeks, but they pay for their own food and they know they've only got 2 weeks to find somewhere to live. If you feel the need to go out of your way to pick somebody up and take them to work, then you tell them to walk to your house, or if you drive past their house normally, then you're only going to pick them up if they're waiting outside so that you know that they want that lift. You don't wait for them. I know it's context dependent, but you live with those boundaries, and it could go against your sense of self, but if your sense of self is built around putting everybody else first, that's when your self-esteem soon becomes rock bottom. And I know that it's hard to break the habits of a lifetime, but saying no to others does mean eventually learning to say yes to yourself. And that's a far better habit. Anyway, time's up for today. This is only a short bonus episode after all. As always, the full episode, if you want to hear more, is on my Patreon page. Look me up. There's a 7-day free trial anyway, if you're not sure. Either way, have a lovely weekend, everybody. I'll see you soon. Bye.